I bought some chairs for the office. I bought them. He went, oh, don't like this one. So I went and got him another one. It was actually cheaper than the one he had. He said, yeah, I like that more.
Well, there you are. That's a lovely happy ending. You ended up saving
money. I didn't give him a happy ending. I did not give him a happy ending. He just sat there and we worked. There was no happy ending.
If you get this, will you be happy?
I think I would be happy.
What do you mean,
certainly.
Think? It's like Goldilocks. Are you going to be happy with this or not?
But why don't you let me try it on for size and see how we get on?
I feel guilty charging for this. Let's just try it. How's that, sir? Is that okay?
That's a nice chair, actually.
Well, you're going to move the chair, so you're going to sit. Hold on, that's the whole dynamic.
No, I'm going to move the chair, don't worry.
Yeah, you've got to move. I can't. It's got to be me and Steve one side and the little round twonk the other. Okay. Right, okay, we're going to start any minute now. We had a little cup of coffee. There's some Kit Kat in the fridge, isn't there? Right. We thought we'd feed Carl a little Kit Kat later. Because he's like, he's there, he's sort of pressing the buttons, he's keeping an eye on the computer and everything. And it's like a doctor. A doctor doesn't swab his own forehead. So what I'll do is I'll get a little Kit Kat later, I'll dunk it in Carl's tea, and then I'll feed him a little Kit Kat.
Look forward to that.
Yeah. Mm. How fussy was Carl as well with the tea? He talks about you with the chairs. He was looking what tea bags they were. I went, oh, PG tips. Oh, okay.
It's a bit strong, PG.
I can't believe you've got favourite tea bag.
What's your favourite tea bag?
Twinings English breakfast.
Can you really tell the difference?
Yeah, I can. I've done like a little test on it because my mate was saying, oh, it's rubbish, it's all in your head.
Mm.
And he had a selection of tea bags. We had nothing else going on. He said, right, what I'm going to do, I'm going to make three teas. And he used Tetley PG Twinings. Straight away, I got the Twinings, straight away.
Party time. Yeah. Party time in the Pilgrimton household.
Ooh, man alive.
Oh, when was this? How old were you?
Oh, it was just going back a few months. I was like a Gilly Goulden, just sort of. Having a little, you can tell by the smell of a PG, because it's strong tea, that.
Mm.
Very strong. Twinings is quite fresh and light. Tetley was just the one in the middle.
Can they get their money back? If they have paid for this, can they get their money back?
I'd love my money back.
Illegally download it with the
this
people
isn't
that.
This isn't for the thing, is it? We're just having a chat.
Oh, we can tell, like the tea bags, we can tell the quality podcasting from the rubbish, can we?
We'll take this out. If this is still in, then it didn't go well. Right then. So let's start now. Let's start. Right.
Concentrate.
So episode one. I thought what we'd do is maybe go over some of the things that have happened since we met, as it's the final series. We met in about 2002. I thought we could think of how the world's changed in those 7 years, six, yeah. 7 years.
Well, certainly the big news is the endless threat of terror.
Terror, the war on terror, that had kicked in when we met Carl all those years ago. Well, I walked into that room, we were given this little, what I at first thought was a little slack-jawed chimp, gimp, sort of techno kid. It turned out that he wasn't very technical either.
Didn't even have that.
No, didn't even have that, just a gimp. And he opened his mouth and we thought, we've struck gold here. This is like a vein of pure idiocy. So that was going on. Podcasting hadn't been invented. That's new, isn't it?
You were very much a pioneer, if you don't mind me saying, Rick.
Thanks, mate. The iPod. We've talked about the iPod. Carl, not impressed. I think it's just an amazing piece of design.
No, it is. It's good.
Yeah.
I've always said it's good. Now, I've got one. I was listening to it on the way here.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is...
How many songs have you got on it? Because you said there's only about three songs you'd want to hear.
Well, what I've probably got about... We got about 400 on it now.
That's right.
But there's no sort of filler. I don't just go putting full albums on it.
No.
I handpick.
Yeah.
But what's odd is I find that I'm sort of buying stuff that I wouldn't normally buy if it was only on record, which is good but bad because I've got a lot of clutter now. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you said you haven't. You said you haven't got filler.
So I thought you were cherry picking.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, yesterday I bought some Dr. Hook.
When was the last time anyone thought, I'll tell you what I haven't heard for a while, Dr. Hook?
Well, I heard it and I thought, oh, I used to like that one. My mum used to have that one when she was doing the Sunday dinner. I thought, I like
what
that.
What one? What did she used to have on?
Dr. Hook.
What, every Sunday?
Well, it's just, that's the memory I've got of it.
I'm cooking the turkey, put the Dr. Hook on.
It just always on, and some other country western singer.
My mum was Jim Reeves. She always put Jim Reeves on.
Yeah, she liked Jim Reeves.
Yeah, I like Jim Reeves.
My parents didn't like music, just silence.
Oh, no.
It was, constantly. Never put record on.
Oh, wow. Our house, Suzanne, it does her head in when she comes round to my mum and dad's house because there's music on in every room, all different. And my mum's got into this fella called Roger Fender or something.